Dalf Mishal, probably. The other, I'm Agla Bashnaso. Rupara Bashnaim. I believe it says Agla, the cat, that keep it Agla Rupa, that we break the neck of the Agla, and we find a mason, we don't know who killed him. That Agla should be within the first year of its life. While the par of the cow, that's used for the par, I assume it would be Matar, people that have become tummy to a mace, should be within its second year of its life. And that's the difference between an Agla, a calf, and a par, a cow. The Agla is within its first year of its life, while the par is in its second year of its life. The Chacham Maimrim Agla Bashtayim Upara Bashalosh O Bazarba. The Chacham disagree. They say the Agla that's used for the Agla Rupa could be even in its second year of its life, even though normally when the Torah says Agla, it's referring to an Agla that's in its first year of its life. But by Agla Rupa, the Torah says Eglas Bakor. And since it says Eglas Bakor, the Chacham learned that the Torah is teaching us that the Agla could be even in its second year. While the Par that's used for the Par Duma should be either in its third or fourth year of its life. Rabbi Meir Aimer Af Bas Chamesh. Rabbi Meir says the part that's used for the part of Duma could also be in its fifth year. K'sheira Haskena Ela She'em Amkinen La Shema Tishacha Shaloti Pasol. If you want to use a part that's even older than 5 years, that also would be kosher. Except normally we would not want to wait until it gets older than 5 years, because the older it gets, the higher the possibility is that maybe two black hairs will appear in the Par Aduma, and then it will become puzzle. We don't want the Par Aduma to become puzzle. And the Par Aduma is a red cow without even two black hairs, and if it has two black hairs, it will no longer be kosher for a Par Aduma. So therefore, since it's so hard to find a Par Aduma, we don't want to wait too much longer than 5 years, as maybe two black hairs will develop in the Par Aduma, and then the Par Aduma will be invalid to be used to be mitar to may make. Amar Rabbi Yeshua lo shamati elo shalisha. Rabbi Yeshua said, the only thing I heard from my Rabban is that the Par Aduma should be shalisha. Amru lo mahalosh and shalisha. Chachamim said to Rabbi Yeshua, what is meant by this term shalisha? Amar lahem kach shamati stam. Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard this lesson from my Rabban without an explanation. I don't know what is meant by shalisha. Amar ben Azai, I need a farce. But Azai said, I will explain what is meant by this lesson. Had the Chacham said that the Par Aduma has to be Shlishas, third, I would think what is meant by Shlishas is that it should be the third-born to its mother. That you can only use a third-born for a Par Aduma. The third-born is usually the best of the crew. But I wouldn't know that the Par Aduma that is born needs to be in its third year. But now, then instead of using the Lashon Shlishas, the Chachamah used the lesson Shalishas. What was meant by Shalishas is that the Par Aduma should be in its third year. As the lesson Shalishas does not mean a third born, it can only mean that the Par Aduma is in its third year. So therefore, the Chachamah used a lesson Shalishas instead of the lesson Shalishas. Similarly, Chachamah used the lesson of Karam Ravai, that the grape that grows in a vineyard in its fourth year has Kedusha and has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Amru lo Mahalashan Ravai. Chacham said to Rabbi Yeshua, what is meant by this Lashon Ravai? Amar Lahem Kach Shamati Stam. Rabbi Yeshua said, this is a Lashon I heard from my Rabban, but I did not hear an explanation what is meant by the term Ravai. Amar Ben Azai Ani Afar. But now he said, I will explain what is meant by the term Ravai. In Oimer Ata Ravi Lachem Bemin, had Chacham said Kerem Ravi, we would not have known that what is meant is that the fourth year of produce of this vineyard has Kedusha. Instead, I would think it means the fourth of the vineyards, meaning to say somebody who has four vineyards. The fourth one would have Kedusha. Ukashato, I'm a Ravai, Ben Dalishanim. And now, that instead of using the Lashon Ravi, the Chacham used the Lashon Ravai, that can only mean that it's the fourth year of produce, that the fourth year of produce would have Kedusha and would be brought to your shalayim to eat. Ki yaiti ba'amru ha'aychel b'beis ha'menuga prize made Gimelakam. Similarly, the Chacham said, somebody who eats in a house that has a nega, if he eats a pras, a half a loaf, when there are 3 loaves to a kav, in such a case, his clothing that he is wearing when he enters the base of a nega would become tummy, as it did it. That anybody who enters a house that has a nega becomes tummy. But the clothing on his back, the clothing that he's wearing, does not become tummy immediately. Instead, it only becomes tummy if he waits in the house the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread when there are 3 loaves of bread in a cob of dough. Amru lo, and more mishmona esbegosar. The Chetzron Bishur, why don't you instead say that if you eat a half a loaf of bread when there are 18 loaves of bread in a saw, or if you wait in the house for that amount of time, your clothing would become tummy. Instead of saying that there are 3 loaves of bread in a kav, you should have said that there are 18 loaves of bread in a saw, as it's the same thing. And there are 6 kavim in a saw, so when there are 3 loaves of bread in a kav, there are 18 loaves of bread in a saw. And since this shear is used more frequently, the shear of sa'ah is more often used than the shear of kav, you should have said that when there are 18 loaves of bread in a saw, and somebody eats a half a loaf of bread or away from the house for that amount of time, his clothing would become tamei. Amar lahem kach shamati stam. Rabbi Shua said, the reason why I said the shear of 3 loaves of bread in a kav is because that's what I heard from my rabbim, but I did not hear an explanation why they use that shear instead of the shear of a saw. Amar ben Azai ani afarsh. Ben Azai said, I will explain why the Chachamim use the shear of 3 loaves of bread in a kav instead of the shear of 18 loaves of bread in a saw. When you use a shear of 3 loaves of bread to a kav, there is no chiyuv to take up challah to be given to a kohen. As a matter of dough that you need, that you would be chayav to take up challah from, would be 5/4 of a kav and a quarter. So therefore, when you have only a kav, you're not chayav to take up challah. But if you would use a shear of 18 loaves of bread in a saw, there's more than enough dough to be chayav in challah. So therefore, you wouldn't have the full amount as you have to take up challah to be given to the kohen. So therefore, that would reduce the amount of dough that you would have to get to take off chal to be given to the kohen. So therefore, the chamah wanted to use a full share. They didn't want to use a share minus the amount of chal that is taken off. So therefore, they didn't want to use a share of a saw, because if you have that share, you're chal to take off chal and give it to the kohen. Instead, the chamah used a share of a kav, as a kav is less than the amount of dough that is needed to be chal to take off chal. So therefore, you have the full amount of the kav, and you don't have to reduce the amount of chal that is taken off and given to the kohen. Any time the Torah says par and ap, it's referring to an ap in its second year, no younger than that, and no older than that. How do we know? Shanambar says in the pasuk, upar sheni ben bakor tikach lechatos. The second par ben bakor should be taken for a chatos. This pasuk is referring to the tara of the levi, and the word sheni is extra, because the pasuk already says that one of them should be a chatos and one should be an ola. So we know that there are two parim, one a chatos and one ola. So one of the Torah has to say sheni, since we already know that. So Chazal went out from sheni, that sheni is referring to the age of the par, that the par should be in its second year. The Chachamim disagree. They say a par in its third year is also kosher for a korban. Rabbi Meir said, even if it's in its fourth or fifth year, it would also be kosher b'di'evet. Except that l'chatchila should not bring a par that is zaken, that's older than three, because of kavod, because of respect for the korban, and the korban is supposed to be min ha'mochor, from the choicest of behemoth. And a behemoth that's already aged, that's over 3 years old, is not min ha-mokhor. So therefore, l'chatchila, it should not be older than shalosh b'di'evet. If it's 4 or 5, according to Rabbi Meir, it would be kosher.